right, I don't know. So I guess we can go first row, second row, do a couple songs apiece, I guess, and then see where we're at after that. Let's start with 695. This may be a new song to everyone, but it's going to be a familiar tune. So this is the same tune as This Is My Father's World. So very easy to learn, very good words, very good music. So we'll start with this one. Forever with the Lord. Do, mi, do, so, do. Forever with the Lord. Amen, so let it be. Life from his death is in that word. Tis immortality. Here in the body fair, absent from him I roam, yet nightly pitch my moving tent, a day's march nearer. My Father's house on high, home of my soul, how near. At times to faith foreseeing I, your golden gates appear. Spirit faints to reach the land I love, the bright inheritance of saints, Jerusalem above. Five, two, one. 521. Just to gauge these, who knows this, still the cause before us? Does anyone know this one? If not, that's what we're here to do. This is again, excellent words, and this is again, easy to pick up. It's not a hard one to do. So it, we can even, I'll tell you what, let's do the first verse and we'll take it a little slower. And we can even all sing the melody. Just sing it all as one, so we learn the basic melody of it, and then we can jump back into verse one and go through and break up into parts that way. So 521, still the cause before us. Do, mi, do, so, do. Let all who stand with Christ the Lord, each good and faithful servant, take up the shield and bear the sword with heart and spirit fervent. Behind the rock of ages and armed with holy pages, if God be for us, who can fear? Oh, let us be courageous. Good. All right, we'll repitch that. Let all who stand with Christ the Lord, each good and faithful servant, take up the shield and bear the sword with heart and spirit fervent. Behind the rock of ages and armed with holy pages, if God be for us, who can fear? Oh, let us be courageous. The early saints held fast indeed, and one would soon ever Norton.
I thought we were just gonna sing through the book, so I'd start out with number one.
We got 800 more to go, folks. Pick up the tempo. I thought I'd sing number one and number two and number 10. This one we know. The Lord's my shepherd, I'm not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me in pastures green. He sermon on that psalm and the Psalm 23 where that song is taken from, and it was about the seasons of the shepherd with the sheep. And if you follow through the words of this song, it takes you through a year in the life of a shepherd with a sheep, and each verse is a different part of that season. And this third stanza here, where it talks about walking through the death dark veil, I will fear none evil, for thou art with me in thy rod. There's a time of the season where it's calving season or lambing season, or in the case of the wildlife out west, I saw in a post today that it's elk season and all the calves of the elk are being born. Well, that's also predator season. That's when the predators of these livestock thrive as well, and the danger is at the highest for the young when they're so small. And the idea of the rod of the shepherd is not the same as the shepherd's crook. He had two instruments he carried. He carried a staff and he carried a rod. The rod was for a completely different purpose. It was one to, as an offensive weapon, to attack the predator with it from a distance. It can be thrown, and it, as well as used in hand-to-hand. And so this idea of him having a rod and a staff, giving the comfort to the young, was interesting to me. And so you might go back and look at that psalm from that viewpoint and look at the anointing of head with oil as another season in the life cycle of livestock. A time where you take care and you doctor the sheep after they're old enough to stand to the medicine. And verses about that. So just an interesting take on that that I never really had seen before. Let's sing number two. Kind of ties in with number one, this idea of being led by still waters.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
together, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the
Two.
I appreciate the practice.
I did. 92. Is it for me, dear Savior?
It's all sing.
Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest? For me so weak and sinful, oh, shall I be so blessed? Oh, Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore? And magnify and praise thee, and love thee evermore. Is it for me thy enter in, for me thy come, ye blessed, for me so full of sin. O Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore, and magnify and praise thee, and love thee evermore. Precious Savior, my heart is at thy feet. I bless thee and I love thee, and thee I long to meet. O Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore, and magnify and praise thee, and love thee evermore. I'll be with thee forever, and never grieve thee more. Dear Savior, I must praise thee, and love thee evermore. O Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore, and magnify and praise thee, and love thee
evermore. 7:43. It won't be very long. Let's see. It won't be very long till this short life shall end. It won't be very long till Jesus shall be sin. And then the dead in Christ from beds of clay shall rise to meet the Lord and King up yonder in the sky. It won't be very long, it won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransom from? Get ready for that day. It won't be very long, till burdens we lay down. It won't be very long, till we'll receive a crown. And then we'll shout and sing, with angels round the throne. And
And when we meet up there, we'll know as we are known.
It won't be very long.
It won't be very long. Till Jesus shall appear. That day is growing near. Will you be ready then?
To meet the ransom from.
Get ready for that day. It won't be very long.
It won't be very long.
Till earth shall pass away.
It won't be very long.
Till works of men decay. But Jesus has prepared a happy dwelling place for all who look above and trust his matchless grace.
It won't be very long,
it won't be very long, till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransom crown? Get ready for that. It won't be very long.
I'll try one more. 5:30. Let's see.
I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, nor to defend his cause. Maintain the honor of his word, the glory of his cross. Firm as his throne, his promise stands, and he can well secure. What I've committed to his hands, till the decisive hour. And will he own my worthless name before his Father's face? And in the new Jerusalem, appoint for me a place.
Try number 579, Sanctuary.
Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, teach your children to stop the fighting, start uniting, all as one. Let's get together, loving forever, sanctuary for you. You were the one, Lord, who sent the Savior, heart and soul, Lord, for our land. It is you, Lord, who knows our weakness. You refine us with your hand.
Try number 282. The children's quarter, they're studying Jesus as the bread of life. So they're actually going through the whole Bible with that theme of bread of life. So it was last week, Ari made some manna. I know we don't really actually know what manna is made of, but it was just an example for the children to have in their class. But they also tried to incorporate this song, so maybe it will be familiar to you. Break thou the bread of life,
dear Lord, to me. As thou didst break the loaves beside the sea, beyond the sacred page, I see thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O
to him.
glorious, the living glory, by and by.
All right, we have time for probably one more song each going around. Let's try 281. Or, I'm sorry, 415. 415. 415. So, this is a hymn, again, it's probably new to everyone. But this is a hymn talking about really any stage of our life that we may be in, looking for those opportunities that we can thank God, the good, not to beat a dead horse, but the good that we can find in any situation that might come, whether that be good, whether that be bad, no matter where we may find ourselves. So we'll sing all five verses of this song. And again, this is a fairly easy one to pick up. Do mi so, my God, I thank you who have made the earth so bright, so full of splendor and of joy, beauty and light, so many glorious things are here, noble and bright. I thank you too that you have made joy to abound, so many gentle thoughts and deeds circling us round, that in the darkest spot of earth some love is found. I thank you more that all our joy is touched with pain, that shadows fall on brightest hours, that thorns remain, so that earth's bliss may be our guide and not our chain. I thank you, Lord, that you have kept the best in store. We have enough, yet not too much, to long for more, a yearning for a deeper peace not known before. I thank you, Lord, that here our souls, though amply blessed, can never find, although they seek, a perfect rest, nor ever shall, until they lean on Jesus' breast.
Tarry with me, O my Savior, for the day is passing by. See the shades of evening gather, and the night is drawing nigh. Tarry with me, blessed Savior.
hear the blast. Tarry with me, blessed Savior, leave me not to morning light. For I'm lonely here without thee, tarry with me through the night. Tarry with me, O my Savior, lay my head upon thy breast, till the morning then awake me, morning of eternal rest.
Dad, when I sing that song, he's 91. Recently buried his second wife. I know Kirk's dad is 92.
Almost. Yeah.
Almost. It'll be in August, right?
September.
And our elderly Christians, they have burdens that we don't think about a lot of times. But when as this verse says, they buried all their friends. It just makes the love of Jesus all the more precious, I think, for those who are going through that loneliness that we've never experienced, and many of us won't experience. So I don't know what my walk away from that would be, except to hug an old Christian because they need it.
Our wedding song, and I can't. I don't know how my dad led it. I'll learn it enough one day to lead it. But just I was gonna do it, and I changed my mind.
Oh, I thought this was it. Matt, so the thing is, raging is your wedding song.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry.
Wow. Oh, I had 559.
I'm sorry. That was
good. 559, Oh Perfect Love, and so anyway, I'll learn it one of these days. But if anybody knows it, you're welcome to try to lead it. But I was going to say, in our wedding, we had most people. I had friends from my school, and you know, it was a Christian wedding, and they'd never even probably held a hymn book, and their hands must have lit. So my dad sang the song. I was sweating for him too. Hey, one of these days I'll learn it, but I'll promise you. This isn't our wedding song. The 404. Maybe you can take it. Let's see. Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high. The sky is o'ershadowed with blackness, no shelter or health is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lie asleep? Which moment so madly is threatening, a grave in the angry deep? The winds and the waves shall obey thy will, peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, peace, be still. Master, with anguish of spirit, I bow in my grief today. The
depths of my sad heart are troubled. Awaken and sing, I pray. Torrents of sin and of anguish sweep o'er my sinking soul. And I perish, dear Master, for hasten and take control. And the waves shall obey thy will. Peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm tossed sea, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the Master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, they all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still.
Master, the
terror is over, the elements sweetly rest. Earth's sudden the calm wind is nearer, and heaven's within my breast. Linger, O blessed Redeemer, leave me alone no more. And with joy I shall make the blessed harbor, and rest on the blissful shore. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will, peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm shall see, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the Master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, they all shall sweetly obey thy will.
Let's do 777. This will go along with the Christmas thing. Jesus saves. We have heard the joyful sound.
Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward tis our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom. When the heart for mercy craves, sing in triumph o'er the tomb. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Hear the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Do you want to close it out, Gabe?
Yeah.
Since you started it?
Sure. Can, let's close. close with one more song, and they have their closing prayer here. Glad that we've all been able to do this today. It's a good opportunity for us to learn new songs, sing songs maybe we don't get to sing very often, and just learn better as a group, and then bring that into the regular assembly on Sunday morning. So really appreciated this opportunity. Let's sing, get the right number here. Second. Let's do 673. Here we are with Straying Pilgrims. One we should all know, one that should be familiar to us. 673. Do mi do so do.
Here we are but straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim, but to cheer us on our journey still we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our feet are often weary on the hills that throng our way. Here the tempest darkly gathers, but our hearts within us say, yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may know, yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver gladdens all our longing eyes.
All right, Mr. Martin, would you mind leading us in a word of closing prayer?
Our dear Lord, we're so thankful that you've given us the wonderful day to be with you in our worship and to have you with us every moment of our life. We are thankful for the beautiful weather given to us to enjoy today and the two opportunities to gather with other Christians and to worship you this morning, as well as to sing praises to your name this evening together. And pray, Lord, that you will help us be encouraged from our time together at the beginning of this new week, that go through the week and to be invigorated to speak to others concerning you and be courageous in that and to be better enabled to do and equipped to do that from our time together today. We're so thankful for the church and what you provide us in that, the relationship of family that we have here with one another that others do not have. And we are thankful for that spiritual blessing, as well as all spiritual blessings that we gain through your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to be with those we've mentioned this day that are traveling and that are away from us. We ask you to give them safety to return them to us. And ask you to be with those who are ill of our congregation, be with them, bring them back to us soon as well. And we ask you to be with our family members that we're separated from, our loved ones. We ask you to watch over and keep them safe, Lord, and to give them health as they, some of them are also ill, elderly, and we ask you to watch over and guide their steps. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.